Gita, Krishna gave instruction, sarvadhamam pricajamam ekam shanam vraja. But then after that, he said, idam te nat paskaya. You don't tell this to anyone who does not have tapasya, who does not have saddha, who does not have bhakti, all these things. This is very secret. But we see that all devotees go preaching. They tell all devotees, they go preaching, everyone, not yourself, because Vishnachakri Thakur, he gives comments that Krishna is giving bhakti adhikar to Arjun. He's giving him adhikar. Before he said kamaniriyev adhikaraste, now he's telling, I give you bhakti adhikar. And Vishnachakri Thakur said, the pure devotees, they have power to give bhakti adhikar to the living entities. But general devotees, they go everywhere and tell, sarvadhamam prichajya. But Krishna said, don't tell to everyone. How can we reconcile this? What should be our mood?
I could not fully understand.
In the Krishna told Arjun, sarvadhamam prichajyam
amekam.
Yes, this order is for those who have a bhakti adhikar. And the pure Vaishnav, they can give this adhikar to the jiva. Those who have very low level of adhikar, if they'll do, they'll have many difficulties and problems. So next verse, Krishna said, idam te na tapaskaya. Hey Arjun, don't tell to everyone, this is very secret. Only tell who has tapasya, who has sardha, who is doing bhakti, like this. How should we think about this order of Krishna? Don't tell to everyone.
I have not thought about this, but I think Krishna told to Arjun in the last Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mang namaskuru mam eva yasaste
pratijani prayosan.
Manmana bhava, this is very confidential, most confidential.
Yes.
This should not be told to others. But Atma Tattva, we can tell to others all, like we preach.
Yes.
But that thing should not be told. If he is not adhikari, even no Shraddha, we should not do. If he will do, then sampratyaya may come.
Even they may not understand mam ekam sharanam braja, if we try to tell them, because they are attached to so many other processes.
So we tell this.
Yeah.
We tell to others by logic, by all these things. But only those who have Shraddha. If they have not Shraddha at all, we should not tell anything. You have all Shraddha. Coming to me, hearing me, so you have Shraddha. There is gradation of Shraddha. So all things should not be told to you. Those who are most Shraddhalu, they have some qualification to keep in their heart. For them, some mysterious things. Like Rupa Goswami has written in Ujjwal Nilmani, first Deyadhikar. Very rare. If you want to enter Nindra, Ganuga Bhakti, but you cannot make rush. So, Sudurlabha.
Very rare.
So, it should not be told to them. He has shown three reasons.
Yes.
First, what you remember?
Yes. He said that, first of all, many devotees, though they are trying to take shelter of Madhurya Rasa, but they don't have the sanskars in order to taste it.
They have no sanskars. To them, we should not tell. And second,
other devotees, they are not exclusively taking shelter of Madhurya Rasa.
Yes.
They have some attraction to other rasas.
Rasi Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa.
To them also.
And thirdly, because some, they have some Takanishta, etc., they are fanatical about Vaidhi, Vaidhi Bhakti.
Yes.
So they have no qualification for Ragamart, these three reasons.
A guru will see and he will
judge
to whom I should give, not to all. So Rupa Goswami has told that this class of persons, they should not hear. They should not read these things. And especially they cannot understand. And that is why they become sahajiya. Totally sahajiya they become. I think those who are now taking Babaji mantra and not knowing any Siddhant, all will become sahajiya. I fear also in our group, there are coming, they want to think like Manjari Bhav at once, or they will be sahajiya.
The Chata say, you said yesterday, all the devotees need to obtain Siddhanta. It's not Siddhanta, no, this is nothing, but the Chata say, if you have strong faith in the Guru, all knowledge comes in, and how?
What are you telling?
He is saying that you have to know very strong Siddhanta to attain pure bhakti. But on the other hand, he said if you have a Shraddha in Guru, then all Siddhanta comes automatically.
But you will have to do some effort. You will have to do also something. Not only Guru. Guru will not give, then he will see that you can keep, you can digest, then he will give.
But that's it for preaching devotees or?
Any devotees.
For any devotees.
What? Bolje ha preaching jara tader jonno ki sokaler jonno.
He's thinking for preaching, but yesterday you told not for preaching, for your own mind will be steady.
Yes. I think yesterday class some easy.
Yes.
More than
before the day.
Before.
Yesterday.
Gradually it will be.
আমি বলছি যখন স্বামীজি ছিলেন তখন আপনাকে মাঝে মাঝে আসান এখান থেকে মথুরা থেকে বৃন্দাবন নিয়ে যাওয়ার জন্য উনি আসতেন বাঙালি ভক্ত বলছে তো আমি তো জানি সচ্চিদানন্দের নাম বলছে ফোন করেছিল
হাওয়াই
অনেকবার মহাজ মথুরা এসছি আমি
He,
ও তো প্রমিনেন্ট না তখন আর কি করা মনে
হয় আই থিংক দ্যাট তমাল কৃষ্ণ এন্ড আদার্স ব্রহ্মানন্দ অল দে ইউজ টু কাম টু টেক মি
Yes, of course. And Prabhupada used to call Satchidananda Prabhu and say, go to get Narayan Maharaj. Two or three times a week, he said. And he sat in and listened to the conversations. And he said, whoever doesn't love Narayan Maharaj doesn't love Prabhupada. He saw the fast friendship and respect for each other. And so some letters were lost with when you gave to Satsvarupa, and but Satchidananda is telling that I witnessed these conversations, and Prabhupada two or three times a week he would say, go to Mathura and bring Narayan Maharaj, or bring this message to him for me. And then he would sit sometimes in the conversations between Gurudev and Prabhupada. Mm.
But I don't remember.
So many coming and he was not prominent. Sannyasi was prominent.
Even Sannyasi, those who used to come, I don't remember all. prominent some.
Gurudev, what is the secret for firm determination?
I'm not understanding.
The secret for firm determination.
How can we get that? What is the secret? How we can get that?
He will be loyal, open-hearted. It will be when he will be liberated then, fully. Otherwise, partly.
You said Maya is not factual.
Huh?
Maya is not factual, not okay. Real.
No, I never told like so.
Vastata nahi hai.
Or bandhan is not actual, I told. Not Maya. Maya is real.
the Bhagavad potency.
I never told like you. Try to understand and to make clear all these things. So Bandhan is not true, but Maya is okay. Also, what we are seeing, it is true, but Nashwar.
Temporary.
Temporary.
So you said yesterday that all are serving Krishna.
Yes.
Pure devotee sees like that.
Those who are Bhagavat, like Sukhdev Goswami, Narad Goswami. Narad Goswami used to go to Kansa, oh my dear disciple. Oh, don't believe demigods.
Demigods. If you not kill them, then combinedly they will attack you. You have to kill from beginning.
I don't know in 8 santan who will kill you. Yes.
Which one is for 8?
And which you, why 8 will be 8?
Better to kill them.
Like also, oh, my guru is giving instruction, this is good.
And Kansa used to know that Narad is my Gurudev and he is so good to me.
Good advice. Good advice. Advisory.
Gurudev, before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to this material world, the Maha Mantra was private only in the Brahmana community. But
bolche Mahaprabhu asar age Maha Mantra kol Brahman community tei chilo.
No, it was nowhere before Mahaprabhu. It was hidden only. Mahaprabhu came and then he revealed all these things. Before Mahaprabhu, no one used to do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Okay, my question is, in the Western country, Jesus Christ, he preached some prayer about God, no? Very famous. My question is that process and that time is genuine, is real, is good in that time before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
What
he's saying that Jesus Christ, within the past 2,000 years, he preached a particular process. He's saying some kind of prayer, Our Father, some prayer. So he's asking, is that bona fide because it came before the time
bona
of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Our Ved has told, our scripture has told, for 4 yugas, there were 4 months. You know that? What? In Satya Yuga,
what is the question?
In
four mantras. Four mahamantras.
For it has been decided by Vedas. For Satya Yuga.
What shopping? Aditis?
Narayan.
Narayana Parakshara, Narayana Paraveda. Narayana Paramukha, Narayana Paragati.
And Treta.
Hare Murare Mudhukaito Bhare Gopal Govinda Mukunda Sore He Natha Nada.
And in Dwapar,
Ram Narayan
and Gopal.
No.
Sri Krishna Govinda Hare.
No. So first, I don't remember fully. I used to remember, but now I am forgetting. So they have told what should be Yuga Dharma, and they have. The soul is doing. Are you
seeing?
Can you see the soul? And how you can?
But whatsoever he is doing. Whatsoever he is doing.
What is his swarup? He is doing in that swarup.
That means.
Possible. It's impossible.
In Badavasta.
The Buddha.
In Badavasta.
That is why I told yesterday in my class. By mental.
A speculation. Not possible.
That means I'm also serving. How is he serving? Completely. Not completely.
No. Anyhow, he is serving.
Mm-hmm. Krishna.
In direct way.
By constitution.
Or by this way.
Everything is latent, not manifested, no? Everything is latent position.
It may be, like I told, there is a watch covered with cloth, you cannot see, but
till movement
open,
is going on,
you will see that going on. We should give trace to sadhana, not all these things. It will come automatically.
During the jaya we call Abhin Brajamandal Sri Navadvip Dham ki jaya. Then we say Abhin Brajamandal Sri Navadvip Dham ki jaya. And then on the other hand we hear that in Navadvip there is more Aishwarya than Vrindavan. There is more Aishwarya in Navadvip than Vrindavan itself.
Where written?
कहाँ ये तो हम लोग नहीं देखा सुना
उधर जो है वही सब जन
नारभूमि
on the other day you, when you were speaking to Nirgun Prabhu also
what
then you gave him a hint that there is a little more Aishwarya
where
in Navadvip
I told for Jagannath Puri there Aishwarya not in he non different from Navadvip as Madhurya
and Odadya.
Here, Madhurya and Audharya in Navadvip.
Gurudev, in this very spot last year, Charanji, father of Gaurasundara Prabhu, he asked you, we know you are giving so many instructions and what are the qualifications of Guru, so you, he asked you the qualifications of disciple, and you told him to be like a straw so that when the spark can then ignite a fire in you. Now we're on a road to a cemetery, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj has said you should die in order to live. Can you explain how we can die all of our misconceptions and preconceptions so that we can obtain the spark from Gurudev?
I could not understand.
Very high. Very high, Siddhartha.
No one could.
Repeat. Repeat. Only he understood.
How to die to live.
No, he's...
Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he used to say, because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote one English poem on Samadhi of Srila Haridas Thakur in Jagannath Puri. And in that poem, it says that the Vaishnav dies to live. He dies in order to live. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj used to use this term very often in his preaching. Die to live. And
so
he was talking...
First Maran, then Smaran.
Yes. So he's asking, how can... He's telling that now we are walking on this road, and this is the road to a cemetery. Where they are burying
graveyard. So he's saying, oh Gurudev, please tell us now how we can make our false conception die completely so that we can live in the real, pure spiritual conception.
What Siddhartha Maharaj used to answer this?
He said, Sharanagati. You must surrender.
Oh, that's all, huh?
He want more? Die to live, what meaning?
My deha abhiman, my false ego, that has to go so I can obtain the gift the Guru is wants to give, Swarup Shakti and Shuddha Bhakti, so that my real self can manifest. My false conception of this who I am is not real.
It if you will die,
Nisarga,
then what will be? After that,
take birth again.
Take birth. You will take birth or not?
I have many births to go.
No, no, Gurudev, but after this,
then we'll come, and then with more sadhan bhajan. So this is like a living.
कलयुग में आपने बोला है कि इन कलयुग यू सेड दैट सिंस महाप्रभु इज कलयुग अवतारी देयर विल बी नो कल्कि अवतार सो लाइक देयर वाज सम कंफ्यूजन इन वाशिंगटन देयर वाज लाइक आस्किंग लाइक व्हिच एग्जैक्ट स्क्रिप्चर कोट्स दैट
लघु भागवतामृतम
ओके
और सो मेनी
preaching of name increasing everywhere. Kalji Golj is also developing and this
name
preaching. First when Kalju came, not preaching like that, whole world was chanting Krishna name. But now they are doing it, may be all gradually.
Shridhar Maharaj has said that Kalki is in the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came in the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Swayam avatar jakhon ashen avatari
Krishna avatar.
Tokhon juga dharma juga avatar sob onar moddhei thake.
What is the meaning of golden age in Kali Yuga? What is the meaning of golden age in Kali Yuga? The 10,000 years golden age.
Oh, because only by name. Oh, very easy, you can have all these things that in Satyayuga, or by very, very
hard austerity,
you can.
So
everything.
It does not necessarily
and
mean an external change on the planet?
In Satyayuga, Treta Dwapar, anyone has not received a rush like
Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came.
It was more than Satya Yuga.
Any Yuga.
Treta Dwapar of every Yugas. They received more tough thing. Radha Dasya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave this. In any avatar, in Krishna even avatar, he has not given like this.
You are hearing something?
Trying to hear his iPod. His iPod is
hearing.
You can play it in here.
Don't block the sun.
And that Krishna will crush Apuradis. In Kali Yuga, being bound to pride and lust and anger and greed, many Aparad in the heart of men in Kali Yuga. Then, when they're crushed, how will they be saved?
You're saying yesterday you said that if you commit some offense to Guru or Vaishnava, then they are very humble, they will not take offense. But Krishna will crush them. So in Kali Yuga, all have many inauspicious moods. So they are bound to commit aparad. How will they?
And then Krishna will crush them.
How will they be saved?
He will rectify them by crushing. Yeah?
That's the Savior. That's his
crushing means purify.
No, no. No.
Punishment.
Crushing process.
Like Ambarish Maharaj had nothing to do with
Durvasa Rishi.
No? He was praying for him. But
Chakra.
Krishna
crushed.
Durvasa was somewhat other type, but even he punished Durvasa and he told to go there. Mm-hmm. So Krishna punished or sent his chakra at once. So we should be very careful. Mahaprabhu Jamantaman,
Bhishan
Targon, means Krishna is Mahaprabhu
somehow is easy,
lenient,
really humble and
lenient, forgiving.
But Bhishan Targon, Samudar Rai Ramananda,
his associates are very strict.
Vaishnav can forgive, but his feet dust cannot forgive. They will take revenge.
Crush.
So we should be always very careful in Vaishnava Parad. That is why it has been told first aparad nama aparad
satang
ninda. You can be somewhat careful from Gurudev, but to Vaishnava you can criticize and then it will be nama aparad. Guru avagya. Avagya means
neglecting.
It has been not told that
Guru aparad.
To Guru
ninda,
will beat Gurudev or the, they will not. But even you will neglect him. What to tell other things? Krishna will crush you. Guru will not do anything. So we should be very careful. We should try to please Vaishnava, Guru. If you are careful not doing this, then anyhow, Sadhu Sang Nam Kirtan,
Bhagavat Sravan,
Mathura Vasi,
Murti Sraddhai Sevan,
Sakal Sadhana Shrestha, Ehi Anga,
Ehi Pancha Anga, Krishna Prem Janmai, Ehi Pachir Alpa Sanga.
They can come give you Krishna Prem. But if you are doing Nama Prat, Vaishnava and Guru, then very
difficult.
Gurudev, Srila Gaudavinda Maharaj once said, he said, first, to do Vaishnava aparad is actually very rare. He said, first you must find a Vaishnava.
Then do aparad.
What?
He said, Vaishnava aparad is rare because Vaishnava is very rare.
No. I don't think. Even Kanishta Vaishnava, Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari is rare, but Madhyam Adhikari, it can be found everywhere. So don't. If anyone has are chanting, that Bhakti Vinod Thakur told, what?
Krishna Adriyat.
You must
honor.
You should not criticize him. Don't criticize. They should be also think that they will very soon be Vaishnava. So we should not do any aparad. These kinds of Vaishnava, Kanishta, everywhere available.
Are doing?
It will be in paper only or it will come out?
This is only from my heart.
In paper only.
Private.
Private.
Later he will publish.
You have to try to distribute. You are preaching?
Sometimes.
No. Always you should preach. Now you are vanprasthi. You should give up house, wife, children, and come in vanprastha and then sannyas.
Is that your order?
Yes, not order, but this is my suggestion to you.
I mean, that's it. He got you now. Finished.
The word is jalacharya.
What would I suggest? But if you don't take suggestion, you'll be over again.
You are weeping and some were laughing.
That is
I thought that they are not
understanding.
Siddhanta Prabhupada, he said, be strict with yourself and tolerant with others. But our tendency is lenient with ourselves and strict with others. How can we rectify?
He's saying that, who said? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada told that we should be strict with ourselves. We should always be very firm with our own self, but with others, we should not be so strict, we should be more tolerant. He said, how can we change this? Because now we are always trying to be very tolerant with ourselves and very strict with others, very critical with others. How can we change this tendency?
What is that?
Nowadays,
how can we?
Our acharyas advise, be very strict if you see faults in your own heart. Don't be lenient, but nowadays, and be very tolerant with others. They may be doing something wrong. Yeah. Nowadays it is opposite. We are very tolerant with ourselves. We don't want to see defaults in our own heart, but we are very eager to criticize others.
What is the question?
How to change that?
How to give up that tendency to be strict
others.
With others, but forgiving with ourselves.
If you are really understanding, realizing, then you can do.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can do.
You should do. Those who are not realizing, they will not do. So if you are realizing this, oh.
Can you say something so we can all realize that?
I'm not understanding that.
Gurudev.
We should follow Srila Gurudev's example. He is the ultimate example of tolerance and patience with others.
I have one concern that many of us in the past, we had so many dealings with our God brothers. And some of our God brothers, they cheated us, they took money and not paid back, one loan, and then say, oh, 1 month later, thank you for your $10,000 donation, right? They would lie. They are offensive to senior Vaishnavas like yourself, so, and they're extremely arrogant, and so sometimes we have bad feelings in our heart towards them. I mean, we try to be understanding and compassionate, but still bad feelings come. And sometimes we may say that, oh, like I saw one Vaishnava be very offensive to Aranya Maharaj, and it's disturbing. So how do we not let that affect
us? They are not Vaishnava. We are thinking him Vaishnava. This is ignorance. Really, they are not. If cheating tendency is there, how he can be Vaishnava?
Right.
So there are so many qualities and symptoms of Vaishnava. So Kanishtha has some, Madhyam also, Uttam also. So in Srimad Bhagavata it has been told. Only he took initiation and putting Tilak and Kanthi Mala, I don't accept them Vaishnava. And Shastra also does that. Their behavior should like Vaishnava.
So
any Madhyam Adhikari cannot cheat anyone.
Nice.
Never. He will try to give something to others. Never cheating. But he will tolerate. If anyone is cheating, he will be careful and gun. Understand?
Yes.
Na sochati. Na kangchati.
Yadamating.
Dukhesu anudigna.
Sukeshu vigata spriha. Vita raga bhaya krodha.
And they are actually not Vaishnava. Even Kanishta.
When you see a real Vaishnava, you have so much affection for them. You would never say anything bad about them. But when you see someone pretending to be a Vaishnava, then bad taste comes.
Yes.
So we judge more by their character qualities than by their dress or by their more by their moral or ethical character qualities, more so than their appearance.
External.
What?
He's saying that we should judge whether they are Vaishnavas by their character, their qualities, rather than their external dress and their apparent.
External dress. If you make a tilak to and donkey and keep some tulsi mala and give a
bead,
five kilo.
Will he be Vaishnava?
Prabhupada Sahasrara told this, I want to put a tilak on the donkey.
You gave it to me.
Pushpadanta Prabhu, he's saying how to give up this bad feeling.
He's asking.
Well, I'm just trying to understand. If you understand what a Vaishnava is, then you have to understand that what the
if you are thinking that he has cheated me, and really he has cheated, that from your side, no offense.
From his side, not good.
His side. But are also, if you are thinking him that he has cheated, I should be careful. Then this is not offense.
Gurudev, I've heard that from Tatastha, 99% make the choice to come here. So it means that most of the jivas, they make wrong
I
choice.
I have not heard this. About this. That how many percent comes here?
99.
That's a big amount.
You
can do a survey. Make survey.
Huh? You can ask everyone. Everyone here.
Have you seen?
Gurudev,
everyone I know came here.
If you ask everyone here, they have all come here.
Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj said like that. He said 99.99 make wrong choice.
It had never mentioned anything. Mentioned anything. That what percent goes there?
It's actually 98.754. But all the jivas that are here,
they are
99.9% make the wrong choice.
They get all seed. Sarso oil seed, you know?
Mustard seed.
Mustard seed.
Seed.
And knife.
Very. And very sharp knife.
Blade.
If you drop in the middle, edge of a blade. Yes.
99 will and go one see. Side and...
any percent is there?
97.99.
But also the jivas are infinite. Infinite number. So how you will make percentage of infinity?
Well, he meant to say everyone is doing the wrong choice. So it seems that there's something...
What here?
Here, that is 100%.
No, in Tata, he was saying. Also, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur describes that when the jiva is in that Tata, he is in a groggy state. It's not very, groggy. His consciousness is kind of groggy.
Like sleeping.
So it seems that the condition in which we make the state, the choice right. are a little, right. you said, the dice when they are...
It's stacked against us.
Yeah.
He's saying that.
Jiva has no clear choice from Tathastha region when making his decision or showing some tendency to serve or to exploit. He has no clear... The choice of the consequences, he's saying.
Okay. But then one out of clear two condition. May make the wrong choice.
Yeah. He has no prior experience of neither the spiritual world, neither the material world. And he's like, you say, coming on the blade. And Tata is not a place of resting. You have
but
to make
you
some...
You should know, unlimited jivas are, from beginning they are liberated. Mm-hmm. They have their choice. Here only, they have no that choice. Where they will look here or there, by their independence, or they will go that side.
Tathastha jiva.
It seems that when the Tathastha jiva sees, if he sees Maya first, he'll be very attracted to Maya. And if he sees Krishna first, he'll be very attracted to Krishna.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That can be told.
But in Upanishad, it is said he's going like a fish on both sides of the river, sometimes visiting the eastern bank, sometimes the western bank.
Oh, it has written.
Like a comparison.
But really like that.
Gurudev.
Thank you.
It seems like no example is fit completely. Only like right. Shaka Chandranyai.
Yes.
Gurudev, the Shastra said,
I
cannot associate with Maya bodies. And the Shastra, I
not associating with Maya bodies. Shastra is advising. Don't do this.
Okay, also the Shastra said that I had to take care of my mother. My mother is a Maya body follower. What should I do?
You should not discuss transcendental things or bhakti things with her. But don't disrespect.
Don't insult her.
And if automatically she is forcing you to be Mayavadi, then give up his
association.
She is not mother.
Mahaprabhu
here. Thank you.
Yesterday, Jiva told you and Jiva want to do fast here.
You are okay?